You're listening to The Doug Haldeman Show, Mortgage and Real Estate Talk. Here's your host, mortgage expert and consumer advocate, Doug Haldeman.
Welcome back to the show. I am rejoined by Tammy Haldeman and Elaine Marr from Farmers Insurance. Welcome back, ladies.
Thank you.
All right. So it's been great stuff so far. Mm-hmm. I think it's definitely educating our listeners. I know a lot of our listeners tell us that they get a pen and paper out so they can take notes every time we have a good guest on the show. And we've had really good response, Elaine, to every time you're on. And I know that your bread and butter as an insurance agent at Farmers is property and casualty insurance. I mean, that's, you know, doing cars, doing home insurance. But because you actually have extra licenses, don't you, that allow you to do annuities and many other products?
Yes, I do. Right, exactly. I have my, you know, our agency can do your auto, your home. We can do life insurance. We do business insurance. We run the full gambit. But I also went the extra step and I got my securities license. So now I can offer more products. There's products in the life insurance field, like the variable universal life insurance products or the variable annuities. There's certain products that you have to have a securities license for. So now I can offer a wider variety to really fine tune and fit my clients.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so instead of referring them out to somebody else,
right,
to those pieces, when you're going deep in a consultation and you really get to know somebody's situation, you're going to be the best one to advise them on that.
Right, and I can keep it all in-house because they all do kind of interact together, all your policies. Even on your auto and home, I start off with saying, we need to think about what your net worth is. That's what we need to protect. That's how we're going to decide your limits of liability. And a lot of people will look at me, they've never heard that before. You know, so it all ties in. We're going to look at getting you the best value with all the products that we have.
Well, I know there's going to be a lot of people as we go into this, the information a little bit further about annuities and we start doing these comparisons, people are going to want to reach out and contact you. So one of the first ways I'm going to put out there is if you visit our website at smartwithyourmoney.com, you'll be able to see Elaine Marr from Farmers Insurance on there. But also if they want to reach out and call you, what's your best number?
Best number is call us at the office. It's 314-238-0055.
All right, so 314-238-0055 if you want to contact Elaine Marr from Farmers Insurance. So we teased in the last segment talking a little bit about a comparison between annuities and CDs, because if you're looking at, you know, somebody who would buy a CD is typically going to be close to retirement. It's somebody that really, really wants safety. And, you know, everybody's been discussed with CDs for many years because it just doesn't pay out much.
No. The day of 5% is not.
We're just not seeing that anymore.
Yeah, no, it's not
just not bounced back since those great years of 08 and 09.
Right.
Right. Yes.
Right. And it can't until the Fed raises the short-term interest rates.
Right.
Right.
It's not going to. So let's go through a comparison of it and some of the difference between a CD and annuity, because an annuity falls into that category of something that's a very safe investment, or at least it can be a safe investment.
Right, and typically most of the time the people that are taking out annuities, it's people that, with what I call is CD money. You know, it's CD money. They want to put it somewhere. When I'm looking at them, I'm doing a comparison of features just to help people understand. Okay, one of the things we'll look at is the security. What is the security of having a CD as opposed to the security of having an annuity? Okay,
security meaning who's backing it?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yep. Your CD typically is going to be at a bank, but it's going to be, you know, by the FDIC. It's going to be insured up to $250,000.
Okay.
With an annuity, it's backed by the insurance company. Okay,
and
so you want to go.
And many times the insurance company is, you know, lots of these companies are very old and have deep pockets. So in most cases, the insurance companies aren't a major risk.
No, this is a contract. It's a contract, and they have to, abide by the features in that contract. And of course, you're going to go with a quality contract, you know, a quality company, I mean.
Right. Pick a good one.
Right, exactly.
All right. The next feature, I'm assuming, taxes would be one of the next things that comes into play.
Right. We look at taxes as well. What is the taxability of this? With a CD, you're going to pay taxes currently on the interest income. Okay. You're going to get that little form at the end of the year that says this is your earned income and you're going to pay taxes on it. With an annuity, your earnings are tax deferred.
Okay.
Okay.
So the earnings are tax deferred.
Which sounds good to me.
Right.
Yes.
Why pay more taxes?
Well, you'll have to eventually, but
yeah, at some point you will.
But the earnings, right. You're already paying. This is non-qualified money that you're taking the annuity or the CD out with. You've already paid taxes on the principal amount you're putting in there. Okay.
So tax deferred. And then next, let's talk about return on investment. Okay. What's the yield that you're going
to
get.
Right. I like to look at the comparisons there. You know, when someone's trying to decide what they want to do, we're going to look at what is your purpose? Do you really want to grow this money? And if you do and you're putting it in a CD, you'd be lucky today to get the 1.7%, something like that. Mm-hmm. To where an annuity, you could lock into 2.5% and above, depending on what your risk propensity is, how much downside protection you mm-hmm. want, upside gain. But usually you'll start off around 2.5%.
Okay, just as a general range. That's not general. An exact, you're not quoting that, but that's just
right.
a...
And above.
It's
yeah.
definitely
and
higher above. Than a CD.
Yes.
Well, it's interesting when you think about that because there's, you know, we watched the German Bund within the last year, it was actually paying a negative return.
There were, mm-hmm. yes.
Right.
And you,
there
look were. At, you look at Treasury bonds and how low the yield is on those, that there's just almost no return, and you think it's got to be less than inflation with many of them.
And it's unheard of. I mean, the bonds were typically our safe spot to go to really secure our money and to mm-hmm. think that it sometimes they went below.
Right. Yeah. Like people actually paying them money to hold on to it.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes.
So the fact that you can at least earn, you know, 2.5% or more with a fixed investment that's going to be pretty safe.
And you mm-hmm. can get guarantees. Yes, mm-hmm. you can build these products. There's a lot of moving parts to them, but you can build them with guarantees in them.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so... Here's one that's a big one to me that's very, very important is liquidity because I see so many people that the lack of liquidity causes them all kinds of financial issues. So how does liquidity work when it comes to CDs and annuities?
And the biggest thing is the knowledge of knowing how these work. Going mm-hmm. into it, it sounds real good if someone sells you a product, but if they told you that there's surrender charges, you have right. to be willing to commit to a time period. If you want to get away from the surrender charge.
Right, if you need to get to the money quick,
right.
what is it going to cost you?
And I look at CDs. CDs are typically short-term, 1 year, you know, up to 5 years,
yeah.
and so
mm-hmm.
forth. Okay, and there's going to be a penalty for using that money. Now, that CD money is always going to renew. It's like, okay, at the end of 5 years, it matured, and if you re-up it, you got 5 more years. Mm-hmm. So you're continually going to have with a CD a surrender charge. Now, with an annuity, in general, most of them have what is called a 7-year surrender charge, and it's a sliding okay. scale. It's
so it
largest
less
at the beginning.
And less.
Yep, mm-hmm. exactly. And once that 7 years is gone, you're done now with that surrender charge feature.
So a lot of people probably won't understand why it would have a surrender charge. And I guess the way I would explain it is that if you're giving a company your money and you're telling them they're going to have it for 7 years, well, they may go invest it in something that they can't get it back from mm-hmm. before the 7 years is up.
Right. Yeah.
And it's going to cost them money to get it back.
Mm-hmm.
So you're just sharing in some of that risk with
and
them.
And you're asking us to guarantee a return or later on guarantee an income stream. Mm-hmm. So it's a contract, you know, and both sides have to benefit from it. So
right.
we want some security that we're going to be able to have that money for at least that long.
Mm-hmm. In case you just joined us, you're listening to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. We're speaking with Elaine Marr from Farmers Insurance, talking about annuities and what a great vehicle they can be as a fixed investment or as a very mm-hmm. safe investment for people. So last one on your list is estate. So when you talk about estate, I guess explain what that means and how we're going to do the comparison between CDs and annuities with that.
Okay, we're going to look at how it pans out as far as your estate if something were to happen to you. On a CD, you don't have a beneficiary listed. Okay, it'll follow your will as long as you have a will in place, and I encourage everyone to do that. I'm
exactly.
surprised that people don't have those. So it will follow whatever your will has to say. With an annuity, you can do a named beneficiary on that.
Which
on that
is
contract,
nice.
You can put a beneficiary
that is
on
nice.
That.
Nice. Yes,
it is.
So that's a beneficiary in case you pass away.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay.
Because this annuity is an investment plan for you when you go to retire. You can get an income stream for it. Some people do take out these annuities, though, as a legacy. They want to create a legacy. Mm-hmm. So some of them do have a death benefit rider that can be put on them.
Are there yeah. any instances, and Tammy, you and I were talking about this off air, where somebody would want to use an annuity instead of life insurance?
Mm-hmm.
I had someone who had to use an annuity instead of life insurance. One of my clients did not qualify for life insurance, mm-hmm. and her main objective was to try to leave something behind for her children. Mm-hmm. She had gotten a life insurance benefit, unfortunately, because her husband passed away. She wanted to take some of that money and make sure she could leave it behind. She didn't qualify for life insurance. She was too unhealthy to get life insurance. So our workaround was, let's take some of that money, take out an annuity, put a death benefit rider on it. Now we know you can leave something behind for your children. At the same time, if she gets to retirement and needs that money, it's available.
That's right. I like
yeah.
that.
And yeah. she was happy.
I know annuities yeah. seem so confusing and overwhelming, but that's where Elaine makes it easy to understand.
Thank you.
Yeah, you do. Mm-hmm. I feel a lot better about understanding that product now, I never really compared it to CDs. Mm-hmm. And this really breaks it down in some pretty simple terms. And if you want to see this comparison, you can visit our website at smartwithyourmoney.com. We'll have a blog post on this that not only have Elaine's information, but we'll also have the comparison between CDs and annuities. Because you may be listening now, but your spouse isn't, or somebody else that you want to see this. So you can print this off and take it to them. So, Elaine, you guys also have something called Pension Max. Mm-hmm. That's something you offer at Farmers Insurance, right?
Right. This kind of plays into it, too, because I think of annuities somewhat of having a pension, creating your own pension for yourself. The pension is the same principle. You're working for the company. You're paying into this pension. When you retire, you're going to choose your payout options, and it's going to pay you a payment for the rest of your life. Okay? That's similar to an annuity. The thing I like to get in front of people about is when you're making your choices, you're getting close to retirement, and you're going to choose what your payouts are going to be. You're going to be offered, you can be paid out for life only or yourself only, or you can be paid out for life plus one, life and your spouse. Those two payments are going to be different. If you're only choosing it for yourself, it's going to be one payment. If you choose that you want your spouse covered as well, if something were to happen to you, you're going to lock into a lower payment.
Interesting.
Yes.
That's some good stuff.
So before you choose that, I want you to talk to us, and we have a Pension Max company that will run a report for you. And we compensate for that. We want you to be able to take that higher payment plus protect your spouse.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, and there's a way to do that by supplementing with life insurance.
Okay.
You know, the difference in your payments might be $1,500 a month, you know, if you choose life or life plus one. We say take the higher one. Let's use that $1,500 or less a month and take out a big life insurance policy out on the person.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And now that would be paid out if something happened to you and you didn't give up that payment.
Well, it's very, very flexible in that approach. I like that.
Right.
Definitely not a one-size-fits-all approach because it's the size is personalized for the person when it does that analysis.
Right. And what we're really trying to avoid, we've seen instances where someone took life plus spouse, they locked into that lower payment, and a year later their spouse died. Well, now they've lost that money for the rest of that time.
That's scary. Mm-hmm.
Some pension plans will have a pop-up provision, you know, to where if that spouse dies, it pops up to that higher payment. But that's what our Pension Max company will do. They will analyze your pension. It costs, I think, like $60 for the report, you know, and they will look at your pension. They will analyze your pension and they will tell you what the best options are. Do you want to take it? Do you want to take the lower payment? Do you want to buy life insurance? It's a neat thing. I like it.
So if you want to learn more about Pension Max, if you want to learn more about annuities, or any type of insurance product, whether it's car insurance, home insurance, you actually just wrote up a policy for us for an investment property. You do all types of them, Elaine, and I'm going to make sure your information is on our website at smartwithyourmoney.com. And you can also reach Elaine directly by calling 314-238-0055. That's 314-238-0055. Elaine, great information. Really appreciate you coming in today.
Thank you so much. Thanks for helping me reach out to people. I just love to educate people.
You're very, very good at it.
Thank you.
Right.